Wolves away on the horizon for the Reds. It is your pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap, and I'm joined by Ian Salmon, Amelia Bonner and Craig Cannon. And of course, as always, we will get the view from the opposition a little bit later in the show. But Ian Salmon, I'm sitting here going into this one and I'm probably pleasantly surprised, if I'm honest. I think Liverpool getting three wins from the first four games maybe to some people came as a little bit of a shock. Did it come as a shock to you?
No, I actually did a show last week where I got quite annoyed that we hadn't got 12 points. And I'm still quite annoyed that I'm relaxing now. But I think Chelsea were there for the sake. And I think we weren't great after the 20th minute against Chelsea. And there was no reason for us not to be. I'm not shocked. I think we look great. I think last season was a blip. I spent most last season saying it was a blip. There were a lot of doom mongers out there who couldn't believe that we could possibly recover from last season. But we've recovered from bad moments before under Jürgen, so why shouldn't we? And he's rebuilt the midfield absolutely bloody brilliantly. So I'm where I was 4 weeks ago. We're going to win the league. That's the top and bottom of my whole stance at the moment.
Amelia, the rebuilding of the midfield is probably the reason why I thought we might not get 10 from 12, for instance, or 12 from 12, because I thought there might just need to be a little bit of a settling in period for one or two players. Hasn't really turned out that way when you think about the likes of McAllister and Szoboszlai. They've come in and settled in ever so well. Are you a little bit shocked in terms of how it started? Were you expecting Liverpool to start as well as they have done?
Yeah, no, completely. I think Ian's right that the midfield has been completely transformed in a way that makes me feel incredibly positive about this season and makes me also feel like it is possible that we do it this season. But I didn't think I'd be saying that yet. I thought it would take a little while for it to establish itself. I thought they were all brilliant signings. I thought they all made loads of sense, but I thought it would take a little while for the players to bed in and for us to kind of see, okay, this is how it's going to work. This is what they had in mind, and this is kind of what we're looking at going forward. I think I can't believe how quickly some of them have hit the ground running. Dominic Szoboszlai in particular has just been absolutely unreal. Like, I didn't think we'd be talking in these terms about him at this point in the season. But also equally, for some reason, Darwin Nunez feels like a new signing to me this summer. And I know he's a relatively new signing anyway, but I think that last season I felt a lot like there were points with Nunez where I thought it was going to be a player that we all got really excited about. We all had really high hopes for and thought what he could be at Liverpool, but it was never going to quite transpire. He'd be one of those players where you had an idea of what it was going to be and he was never going to quite be that. And this season, it feels like we've really seen the Darwin Nunez that I hoped we were going to get, where he's just reliably brilliant and mad and does all sorts of crazy things, and where you can trust him to bring some magic to things, which I've really enjoyed. But yeah, the new lads especially, like the actual new lads, have pleasantly surprised me with how quickly they've brought this to the team.